Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Mount Marathon race will return to Seward on Wednesday, and local businesses will be running to the register looking to capitalize on the thousands of fans strolling through town. Last year left a big void for businesses and runners after the annual race was canceled for the first time since 1942 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The men's and women's course is a grueling 1.5 mile climb up and back down Alaska's majestic and treacherous Mount Marathon. Runners from around the world join Seward residents and runners from across Alaska and the Kenai Peninsula in pursuit of the common goal: to win, place, or to simply compete this iconic foot race. 50 race veteran Fred Moore said,
"Well, I did it last year on the 4th. I'll do it this year again on the 4th, and then I'll do it again on Wednesday. The best part? The people. Definitely the people. I consider them close friends, but I might only see them one day a year, and that's the day of the race."
There are some rule changes to be implemented in this year's race. They include that beginning this year, the adult racers' capacity increases to 375, up from 350 from previous races, and this rule will add races to each event and improve lottery selection odds. Also, due to no-shows, the number of entrants will be considerably higher than the number of actual racers. Also, a 10-year new racer repeal rule. New racers in 2021 are ineligible to earn priority 10-year status, previously called veteran status, which grants priority registration to those who have completed 10 or more races. And also, beginning this year, racers need to finish in the top 50% of their age group to earn priority registration. Race start times include 8:30 a.m. Wednesday for the juniors race, 11 a.m. for the women's race, and 3 p.m. for the men's race on Wednesday the 7th. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. The first large cruise ship since October of 2019 is set to arrive in Alaska Friday morning. The Serenade of the Seas, as it's called, is owned by Royal Caribbean Group and has a capacity of nearly 2,500 passengers, but it will be far from full. The ship is conducting a simulated voyage to Ketchikan as required by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention before a shortened Alaska cruise season kicks off in late July. A spokesperson for Cruise Line International said a simulated voyage means the Serenade of the Seas will be at roughly 10% of its total capacity. The return of large cruise ships, however, will be a welcome relief for Ketchikan and coastal Alaska communities in general. Captain Jeff Carlson, the owner of Lighthouse Excursions, runs tours from Ward Cove out past the Totem Bight Historical State Park. He said 2020 was challenging, to say the least. Southeast Conference projected that 1.3 million cruise ship passengers would come to Ketchikan in 2020. COVID-19 pandemic saw all sailings of large cruise ships canceled, and the region missed out on an estimated $800 million in revenue. This summer has seen some independent travelers return to Southeast Alaska, but not in the numbers that come on cruise ships. That's allowed Lighthouse Excursions to offer one tour per week Saturday mornings. Carlson said in June that we're finally getting back into the swing of things. Carlson's wife said there would be up to 7 tours per week when large cruise ships start arriving, and that's still well below the 6 or 7 tours per day the company would offer during the height of a normal season. Restaurants, hotels, and other tour operators have struggled without cruise ships arriving for over 21 months in coastal Alaska communities. The cruise ship that's set to arrive in Alaska Friday morning is set to be the first cruise ship since October of 2019. Paramedics in Nenana are coming to the rescue with 2 new ambulances. The Nenana Volunteer Fire EMS Department purchased the new emergency vehicle using COVID-19 relief funds. The city has desperately needed new ambulances for several years, and the department's first out ambulance was built in 2002. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.